Some 1 million Americans have Parkinson's, a neurological disorder that affects movement. While there's no cure, a new exercise program in Philadelphia is helping patients with their symptoms and lifting their spirits. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
Good, Vito, Frank.
Vito Cosmo is training at a boxing gym in the Maniunk section of Philadelphia, but this isn't his first rodeo.
When you're born with a name like Vito Cosmo and you're raised in Central Bucks County, you know, you have to learn how to fight. It's old hat.
These days, Cosmo's not fighting schoolyard bullies. He's up against a different opponent. Back in 2012, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It's a progressive neurological disorder that affects balance, posture, speech, and movement. He's part of an inaugural boxing class for people with the disease in Philadelphia. The curriculum was developed at Rocksteady Boxing in Indianapolis.
Well, I'm the Michael J. Fox of Philadelphia because I've done so much media work.
While Cosmo is quick with a one-liner and acts tough, this is his first class, and it shows. He's sweating and struggling.
Hold on, 10 seconds, we're union.
That's Joey DeMalvez, Cosmo's teacher.
Joey DeMalvez, former pro fighter. I'm the owner of Jolton Jabs.
DeMalvez jokes around a lot. His muscled body is covered with tattoos.
Again, 1-2.
Before Cosmo could take this class, he went through a long assessment with DeMalvez and a retired physical therapist named Carol Leeper. The assessment tested his balance and coordination. Leeper says boxing is good for people with Parkinson's because the specific movements address different symptoms.
So each time Joey gets them to throw a punch or a combination of punches, they are actually turning their trunk and gaining more flexibility.
Come on, guys!
All of the footwork that becomes so important for boxing, they'll be taking short steps forward, short steps backwards, sideways, that will help them with their balance and anticipating postural challenges.
The most noticeable side effect of the class is that it improves people's spirits.
Stay mentally up, guys. Stay mentally up. Good work, baby.
You're combating a secondary effect of Parkinson's, which is, I'm not going to do very much today.
Second round, current station. You all right, Joe?
Joan Palalis comes to box every week. She has a small frame, and different people in the class look out for her.
I think it can easily be turned into a source of power for people.
Every week, her husband George Palalis comes to watch her box.
Yeah, I'm a quarter man.
The boxing class has made him extremely proud of his wife.
You know, I have a brother, a younger brother, that did a lot of boxing. I sent a video of my wife doing the speed bag, and he said, Joan, you look great. Most people don't know how hard that is.
Before the class winds down, another man helps a struggling Vito Cosmo with pointers at the speed bag. Cosmo seems to be finding his way.
I'm getting there slowly but surely. Finding my rhythm.
And he's in good company. There's a strong spirit of community in this gym, of people supporting each other through tough exercise and sharing the burden of living with a tough disease.
Take it.
For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman. Job.